Hello and welcome to another edition of Ask Mike, in which we ask Mike important questions relating to your business. Mike Sutton, how are you?
I'm very well, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right. A little bit autumnal at the moment.
Yes.
So, what better time than when the nights are drawing in to have some great ideas and start a new business? Here's a great question, which comes from one of your mentees, because I know you do lots of live mentoring. I have lots of business ideas. Which one do I pick?
And you're right about autumn, because that's the time when you sit down, because in spring you come out with good ideas.
Right.
So we'll think about them now, because we happen to be in October now. So good idea to go down to the pub or whatever your metaphor is and just write ideas down. Mm-hmm. Now for this, you need somebody with a very classic profile, which I see a lot of, which are called a creator profile. These are people, you all know them. They have loads of good ideas. They're very useful to have in the pub doing a bit of a brainstorming. Just come up with ideas. And the way brainstorming always works is you just write them down. You don't think about them, whether it's a good idea or not. So you get a big, big list.
And people think this doesn't happen. But
no.
Do you remember we met the chap behind Friends Reunited?
Absolutely.
And he sat with his mates around the kitchen table.
That's right.
And they had 25 on ideas.
That's it.
One of them earned him millions.
And the one before that earned them good money, which was party bags for kids. So
that was their first idea. Yes.
Friends United was the second or third idea, which they thought was a bad idea originally anyway. So yes, have lots of good ideas. And then you start looking at the ideas. And again, some people are very bad at generating ideas, because if you are bad at generating ideas, find somebody who's great with ideas. Go to the pub with them. Don't feel guilty if you can't think up the idea. Because let's take one of the most successful entrepreneurs that there is, which is Sir Richard Branson. He did not think up the idea of the airline or the Coca-Cola or the bridal shop or whatever it was. Somebody else had the idea, and somebody else even had the idea of, let's do the Virgin version of it. Mm. Then he thought, does it appeal to my gut feel? Do I think I can make something of it? And again, not all his ideas have been successes. In fact, all great entrepreneurs, they're very good at putting a good team on it quickly. And then if it isn't working, knocking it on the head pretty quickly. But so let's say you've got your list of ideas. And I always say, well, always try and concentrate on the ones that you're personally passionate about. Because whatever it is you're passionate about, there is a business there. So let's not think about highfalutin stuff like big business, internet, whatever else. Just think, I love football. I love pets. I love golfing. Whatever it is you love, there is a way of making money at it from people who are just as enthusiastic about it as you, but are money rich, time poor. You know, they can't be bothered to design a better golf ball or sort out this or that or the other. So you've got to find something that you're passionate about. Because if you just think, well, let's just put down the ones I think are going to make a load of money, well, you're right. All the ideas you put down are undoubtedly money-making ventures. Whether it's right for you is a completely different thing. And I'll give you a classic for example. I often see advertisements for workshops or seminars. Come along to a seminar, learn how to be a millionaire property person. Now, it's clear that plenty of people have done that, and the advice you're going to get at this seminar will be really good, because the person knows what they're doing. They've got a proven track record. They also have people who've used their system to become multi-million pound property magnates. But if you're not passionate about property or the bit of property that you're going for, then you're not in flow, as we call it. I mean, some people are brilliant at doing up old houses. Other people are good at finding glamorous houses for glamorous people. Other people are just into the assets. And a classic distinction would be, someone like me buys a house they fall in love with. They've got to see it, got to see the house. Whereas other people, with a completely different profile, they just buy a house because it's an asset. They don't need to go and see it. Why? I just know it's going to go up in money. So, but you pick property. If you're the person that's reading the property magazines, always looking around at property, always talking to people about property, you're passionate about property, property's for you. If it's something you just thought, well, you can make a lot of money out of that, you probably won't, unless you've got a property person with you, and they'll think, well, why am I working with them anyway?
It's really easy to be seduced by these. It's a bit like, you know, those old terrible multi-level marketing things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was always somebody who did win at the multi-level marketing things, but that's because they were in first and were passionate about it.
Exactly. Whereas it's a good way of making money. That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And it might or it might not be if you can build up a pyramid. So be very wary. I mean, whenever I speak to students, they're always talking about business ideas. I always say, well, is there anything here you could sell to another student? You know, obviously not get as much money selling it to a millionaire, but something that a student has a problem with, they can't be bothered with, earn a few bob from your friends, could be, you know, making clothes, could be getting clothes from abroad. All the ideas you can twist into something that your friend might buy. And again, always remember, if it's a service you can deliver first rather than a product, it's a lot easier, which is, you may have an idea for a new iPhone, but it's going to take you rather a lot of money and
time to do it.
Whereas find a way of getting apps for it. Which apps should I look at? Or you're expert with apps, or I've got a bit of a problem, or let me fix your iPhone, or I'll go down to the iTunes Genius Bar for you and get it sorted, or whatever. It's just provide a service first about what you're passionate about. That's the best place to start.
I know lots of entrepreneurs entrepreneurs who have endless mm-hmm. ideas. Is it a bit flighty even to think like that? I mean, you shouldn't get 10 pots on the boil at once.
No. You're going to pick one. This is how the beer map method works, which is, if I was mentoring you, I'd say, right, there's your 10 ideas. I'm going to force you to pick one. You can do it randomly, or you can put a bit of logic to it. You pick the first one.
So passion number one.
Passion number one. And there's a gap in the market, even if it's like, you know, people in our part of Liverpool can't get hold of
kebabs
or whatever it is. There's definitely a hole in the market. All your friends have said, oh yes, I'd buy a kebab off you if you had kebabs available in this part of Liverpool or whatever. So you're getting good sales pull. And plus you're thinking, do you know what? I dream of making kebabs. You know, I love kebabs. All I think about is kebabs. I'm thinking up new recipes of kebabs. Or I've got somebody who I know who will do it for me, who's got brilliant kebabs and nobody knows about it. That's the other way of doing it. Are people saying, potentially, yes, I would give you money very soon. That's a really good test. Get some money off people, make a profit, divvy out the proceeds and then move to the next
and see what happens. Okay, so I've got 10 ideas. Which one am I passionate about? Mm-hmm. Which one is there a gap in the market for? Mm. And a sort of subset of that. Which one is somebody happy to pay for?
Yeah, and the service thing is very interesting, which is, let's say you are going to make a better iPhone. You could say to somebody, why don't I do a design? You know, how my new iPhone would look. A consultancy report. This is a bit more grown up. This is, say, if you come out of another industry, there's a gap in the industry. Do you think there's a better way of doing this, which the big companies aren't doing? Get somebody to pay for the consultancy first. Then you stand a chance of getting a bit of money. And you may decide after you've done the consultancy report.
Oh, actually.
Maybe not, or it's the wrong time or whatever. At least you've got some money for doing the consultancy and you're perceived as the person who knows how to solve that problem. So they'll come back to you with, well, that idea wasn't it, but how could we solve this quite similar problem? And it's like, let me have a think about that.
I'm the man for that as well.
That's right.
And then you establish your reputation. I was thinking about sort of when you're trying to, we're sitting around the kitchen table still, the balance of sort of risk and expense to reward.
Sure.
You know, you'll probably want to go, actually, I want to stump up as little as possible.
Oh, absolutely.
To get as far as I can down the road of probably making something happen or finding out at least if it's going to be worthwhile.
The ideal model is this. You have a day job of sorts. So at least you're not worried about food on the table.
It
could be in McDonald's for the sake of argument. You know, it's not a great job. You don't want to do that for the rest of your life. But you've seen a gap in the market which you think your friends will do for you. Do stuff in your spare time. You might even be able to take a day off work once a month or something just to look at the idea. Because again, a good boss will say, yeah, you give that a go because, you know, I like you. And also, well, it's quite entrepreneurial and it's a good thing to have. Then see if people are interested in buying off you and joining up with you. And then you stand a chance.
And when's the right time to think about chucking money at an idea?
Well, I'm a great one for you only chuck profits at things. So you generate revenue, you've got a bit of money in the bank, you invest a bit more, you leapfrog your business, which you can do with a service company. We built the instruction set on a promise of a course on the first day. We delivered that, and then we used that to ramp up the company afterwards.
But you and I have both probably met hundreds of people who said, oh, I've thrown 10 grand at this, and I haven't...
This is somebody who's spent 10 grand designing stuff that people might not want to buy, maybe even the service. Mm. So it's always, you know, prototype quickly, get money quickly, rough and ready, work locally, just something that you're interested in yourself. You might be doing the research work just because you're interested in that stuff on the internet of an evening anyway.
And just going back to one of the things you say so often, which is be nice. Mm. You can cover a lot of ills, a lot of mistakes by being nice. I mean, in Absolutely. Your early weeks, you're going to mess stuff up. You're going to be paddling like crazy
Absolutely.
Underneath.
We all do.
But as long as you look after your clients in the end, it's those last conversations with them that matter. Yeah, you may have delivered it ropey round the edges, a cupcake with really dodgy toppings. But if they go, actually, that tasted fantastic, that's what they'll remember.
Yeah, and that's how everybody started. From the most famous to the most mundane, everyone made lots of mistakes. People forgave them for it if generally they felt they were getting value for money.
So in summary, narrowing down a whole host of business ideas, get rid of some because they'll be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Passion is number one.
Passion is number one.
Look for the gap in the market. People who are happy to pay.
Yeah, that's the big number two. If somebody says, may not be your top of your list. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, number 5 I'll give you 50 quid for. Take that very seriously, even if it's later, because we get to a later stage, and I'm sure we'll do a future interview in this, which is when you start turning down business. Because at the beginning, we take a bit of business.
Take everything you can, yeah.
Because you're desperate, and it's like, you know, let that go, I'll never get it back again. That's at a later stage. At the beginning, try everything, see what works, be in flow, do stuff you like. And again, if it's something you're passionate about, even if you're not making huge amounts of money, at least you'll be enjoying yourself.
Yes, and look after the pennies.
And always look after the pennies, absolutely.
Fabulous. Mike, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.